Attention all stations, this is K0TV. My name is Harry. I'm going to be net control tonight for this edition of the Pettis County Aries Net and the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Spark Information Net. Our club has a website at wa0sdo.org, and we conduct activities in the area of interest to amateur radio. Everyone's invited to participate in our net. This net is conducted every Sunday evening. It's an on-air meeting at 7:30 p.m. local time. And we have an in-person meeting scheduled for the first Saturday of the month, which the next one would be November 1st at the EMA building. Does anybody need to use the repeater at this time? Nothing heard. We'll move along to announcements. Does anyone have any announcements for this evening's net? No announcements heard. Let's proceed to check-ins. I'll take check-ins from low-power stations and short-timers now. Please call.
AF0, ARQ, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, Alpha, Romeo, Quebec, Don, Sedalia, in and out.
KB0, UVW, Kilo, Bravo 0, Uniform, Victor, Whiskey, Rinda, in and out.
This is KF0, HYP, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan, Marshall, in and out.
This is KF0 IHX, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel X-Ray, Lori in downtown Coal Camp, in and out.
This is WB0 LRX, Whiskey Bravo 0, Lima Romeo X-Ray, Jeff in Sedalia, I'm in and out.
KF0 IHY Kilo Foxtrot 0 India Hotel Yankee Leo Downtown Coal Camp in and out.
Okay, we'll hold it off there. I'll acknowledge KF0 ARQ, KB0 UVW, KF0 HYP, KF0 IHX, WB0 LRX, KF0 IHY. Any further check-ins? I'll take some more low power and short timers. Nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and take regular check-ins. Or anybody would like to check into the net for any reason, this is K0TV, net control for this evening's Pettis County Aries Net and the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Spark Net.
This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha 0, Quebec Charlie Juliet, Connie and Sedalia.
This is KD0ETL, Kilo Delta 0 Echo Tango Lima, Paul near Hughesville.
KE0WJX, Kilo Echo 0 Whiskey Juliet X-Ray, Joel Mobile.
Thank you. Okay, I'll go ahead and acknowledge WA0QCJ, KD0ETL, KE0WJX. Thank you all for checking in. Connie, what do you have for this evening?
Well, thank you, Harry, and thank you for taking the net tonight. Great to hear you on there, for sure. Well, I just have a short one here tonight. Just wanted to ask that if there's anyone who has not sent pictures to me from the event last weekend, I sure would appreciate having them. Ryan, I got yours, and I really appreciated that. Lots of good pictures in there. So if you have not sent any to me, please do. Love that about you all. And that's all I got. So, hey, Big 73 to all of you. Have a great week. This will be WA0QCJ, and I'll return to net control.
Thanks for that information. Yeah, you just reminded me. I meant to add a little blurb there on the introduction for the net here this evening that Spark is also the host club for SparkCon, so we want to make sure we get that out on our nets here, too. Paul, go ahead. What do you have?
K0TV in the net. KD0ETL, good evening, Harry, and everyone else on the net. Had a good weekend, fantastic day today. Got a little few things done around here this morning. Yesterday, shampooed the carpet. That took a little while, but then we met up with some friends in the afternoon and had a good time. A little wet, but it was A-okay. Today, watched the football game. That was exciting. And this afternoon, did a little bit more tinkering outside. So. And watched a few amateur radio videos to learn up on a couple items that I want to investigate. With that, I'll turn it back to Ned. Everyone have a great week. KD0ETL.
Yeah, Paul, after SparkCon, I suddenly have a few more items on my to-do list now, too, for hobby things for the club, or for the radio, it seemed like my to-do list got a little bit longer on that for hobby things. But Joel, go ahead. What do you have?
WA0SDO repeater.
Hey, good evening, Harry, and everybody else on the net. Hey, thanks for taking the net tonight, Harry. I don't have a whole lot. I spent some time with the grandkids this weekend, spent some time with the wife this weekend, and headed home from the deer woods now, so I actually got to spend about 4 hours sitting in a tree stand watching some deer move around. So, fantastic weekend here, and looking forward to a good week coming. So, with that, I will say KE0WJX back to net.
Yeah, the I volunteered last week at the hospital, and hey, they were showing a video of a deer that gotten on the parking lot and ran into the building and smashed a window and then ran off a little buck. And well, you don't have to go very far. Put up a stand or anything. You could just do it right in town, I think, for deer hunting.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, also I wanted to mention that Connie sent out an email about the Marshall Club now has their repeater up and going on that antenna or the hospital tower. So I don't remember the frequency.
Okay, well, let's take care of that now. Ryan checked in and out, but maybe if he's still listening, he can give us some details on that repeater. Let me go to that. Ryan, KF0HYP, can you tell us about the repeater?
Contact. Control KD0ETL.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Just happen to have the information in front of me. The Marshall repeater is 146.685 negative offset, and the tones input and output are 127.3.
Okay, I know they. Boy, they had a net, and I'm thinking it was like Monday. Do you recall offhand what time their net was? We ought to try to program our radios and make that.
I believe it's 7:30, but don't hold me to that. It could be 7, but I was thinking it was 7:30 on Monday.
Okay, everybody, if you're around the radio Monday evening, try to listen for the Marshall repeater and see if they have a net, and let's all see about checking into that. That's the bottom of my list. Anybody else have anything for the net or would like to check in? UHO, thanks for checking in. Anybody else?
W0VK.
Oscar Tango Whiskey, David in Northern Johnson County. Rough copy tonight, in and out.
Okay, I acknowledge a VK and OTW. Brett, go ahead.
Hey, good to hear everybody in there tonight. Man, it's been kind of a nice week. A little more stress-free, a little more relaxing, just a little. So it's been it's good to hear everybody in here. Went out and got my car started up. Hadn't been driving it lately. It's got my mobile rig set up in there and hollered on that a little bit tonight. And let's see, what all did I do this weekend? We're working on the house. We're doing some remodeling stuff, and I've been packing stuff up. I guess they're going to start putting new carpet in here this week. So we've been rearranging a lot of stuff, and it's not real pleasant. but when you live in the place where they're redoing it all at the same time, it's trying to live through it. It's not been real joyous. But anyway, getting that. Stuff redone. Let's see. I tinkered outside a little bit. Drug a little bit of brush. Had some limbs that fell over the night last night. Got that knocked out. That's about it. Went down, had dinner down in Lincoln with Carrie. We went down there and had some Mexican food and chatted a little bit. And went to a birthday party last night. That's what we did. Down there at Lakeview Heights. Drove by Rex's residence down there. And man, that was the weekend. It kind of flew on by for me. So anyway, Harry, you're doing an awesome job, bud. Really, really are. And yeah, I want to echo what everybody's saying. Let's hop on Ryan's net over there sometime this week and get in there and just get in there on his count. One more thing, Connie, I have got a bunch of pictures. One of the guys from one of the Kansas City clubs sent me a whole drive full of pictures from start to finish. So I need to get you the link to that. And, man, he's got a bunch from, like I said, the banquet all the way through the end of the day. So anyway, we'll talk to you all later. You all have a great week. 73 W0VK.
Okay, Brett, yeah, thanks for all that, and thanks for all that work you did on putting that SparkCon together. I think we kind of set a benchmark for SparkCons to come here, so that's going to be a lot of work next year, I think. OTW, what do you have for this evening?
Oh, good evening, Harry, to you and everybody else on the net. Not a whole lot. It's got to kind of... Taking it easy, seeing what we can get into here is my days off kind of got expanded out till Wednesday, so I don't know, trying to stay busy. Did a lot of data entry on a computer today, nothing too fun, but it's been relaxing anyway, and we'll see if we get a paycheck sometime. So, all right, well, be looking, should be down for the next meeting here at the beginning of the month, so be looking forward to seeing everybody then. W1OTW, back to net.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that, and that's about on the list. And anybody else want to check into this evening's net? might review the announcements here. Our next meeting will be Saturday, November 1st. Be at the EMA building in about 8:30 a.m. on that Saturday. I know what the topic's going to be on that meeting. Probably going to be talking about our recent convention. Also, preview of coming attractions here. There's going to be a turkey trot, I believe, and that'll be Thanksgiving morning, and there'll probably be details on that to follow. So be sure to block off that day to help out with that. Anybody else to check in? I'm going to take another standby.
W0VK recheck.
Go ahead, Brett.
You do want to mention there, you brought up the turkey trot. Richard does an outstanding job getting that coordinated over there. They do want us back, and he's going to be heading that up. So be in contact with Richard, KE0QYA, on your participation and things like that. And I know he'll be sending out stuff, but just want to keep that on your all's mind for that. But reach out to him. He's gotten that relationship real good over there, and that's a real fun community event, and we always have a good turnout, and it's a lot of fun to do there on that morning. So other thing, Harry, can we get on the maybe on our website, like the home page, maybe home of SparkCon Midwest Division Convention, ARRL, get all that kind of on there real cool, or we can talk about it maybe on how we want to do the image of it. But anyway, just want to see if maybe we can do that here in the next week or so.
WA0SDO repeater. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, we ought to squeeze some mileage out of that, because I think that was a big accomplishment for this club. So, yeah, we need to kind of revel in that. But yeah, I just did a preview of coming attractions on the turkey trot, but yeah, I'm sure details are going to be coming on that. And I also forgot to mention that every Friday at, it's at 8 o'clock breakfast, but everybody congregates about 7:30, but it's at Clara's North 65 restaurant north of Sedalia on Highway 65, and everybody's welcome to that. So it's Friday, every Friday morning. Anybody else like to check in? K0TV. Nothing further. We're going to go ahead and close the net. I had a note here. I wanted to talk to Renda. She could answer a question about Walmart, but I'll catch her offline on that. I went shopping at Walmart Saturday, and one of the attendants came over and carded me, I guess, for buying a can of WD-40, and I was just wondering what the deal was with that. But I guess I wanted to make sure I was old enough to buy a can of WD-40. But I'm going to go ahead and close the net, return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Thank everybody for checking in, and thank the spark plug for the use of repeater. K0TV will be clear.